This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 342 for Thursday, April 10th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was higher on Thursday, lifted by vegetable oils. Meanwhile, United States President Donald Trump announced today he was raising tariffs on Chinese goods to at least 145%. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were positive. However, ongoing trade tensions caused crude oil prices to drop by $2 US per barrel. The Canadian dollar was up nearly 9/10 of a US cent compared to Wednesday's close. The May canola contract was up $2.60 per ton at $654 even, while the July contract was up $4 per ton at $662.80. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were up, while wheat was down. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its April supply-demand estimates earlier today, with projected 2024-25 corn ending stocks cut by 75 million bushels at 1.465 billion, less than the average trade estimate of 1.51 billion. World corn carryout was cut by 1.29 million tons at 287.65 million, a bigger drop than expected. South American corn production was left unchanged at 50 million tons for Argentina and 126 million for Brazil. The USDA also reported export sales for old crop corn near the lower end of trade expectations at 785,600 tons for the week ended April 3rd, down 33% from the week before. In addition, 236,200 tons of new crop corn were also sold, a larger figure than expected. The May corn contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.83. Projected ending stocks for U.S. soybeans were 375 million bushels, down 5 million from March and slightly lower than the average trade estimate. World carryout was up 1.06 million tons at 122.47 million. Production estimates for Brazil and Argentina were left unchanged at 169 million tons and 49 million, respectively. Last week's export sales for old crop U.S. soybeans were below trade expectations at 172,300 tons, less than half of the previous week's total. However, old crop soy meal export sales were above expected at 276,000 tons to go with 11,200 tons of new crop soy meal. Old crop soy oil export sales totaled 20,200 tons. The May soybean contract was up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.29. The USDA reported 2024-25 projected wheat ending stocks at 846 million bushels, up 21 million from March and well above trade estimates. World ending stocks were up 620,000 tons at 260.7 million, also above expectations. Carryout for Canadian wheat was down 500,000 tons at 4.09 million. Production was steady at 34.96 million. U.S. old crop wheat export sales fell by approximately two-thirds from the previous week at 107,300 tons. Sales for new crop wheat were similar at 107,700 tons. The May's Chicago wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.38. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.58. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $6 even. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, April 10th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.